It is a blessing, pleasure to welcome you, our First Baptist Church family and friends.
If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference.
Hello?
Muted.
The job said they had to. But the one guy, he said, but he wound up going and mingling with people you don't know whether they're vaccinated or not. Jamila. She's been vaccinated.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but I'm now on my cell phone. Did everyone hear the announcement that I made?
No, what was?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to mute the lines and start all over. Listen,
on the line that wants to pray. They can pray like they did in prayer meeting, all this other stuff they doing. That ain't nothing but a program. What are we totally doing now?
Can everyone hear Cynthia Tinsley speaking right now? Can anyone hear Cynthia Tinsley speaking right now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to try this one more time.
But we don't want to hear All Holy Night again.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm trying to find out what the issue is and how come no one can hear me. We can hear you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Let us go to talk to the Lord. Our Father, our God, we come to you once again, dear Lord, just thanking you for this moment, dear Lord. Being able in our right minds, dear Heavenly Father, to lift you up in glory. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to wake today, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just love you so much that you gave your only darling son, dear Lord, come down that we may come to know you, dear Heavenly Father. We set aside this month right now, dear Lord, for his birth, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we just can't thank you enough for your grace and your mercy, how you just bless us, you watch over us, you protect us. You hear our cries and you hear our plead. Oh, Father, we ask you to be with our sick and shut-in members, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with First Baptist Church, be with our pastor, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, just be with the inspirational speaker right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just need you. Let us not just take things for lightly or granted, dear Lord. You're so good to us in spite of you. You put clothes on our backs, food on our table, roof over our heads, dear Heavenly Father. You're such a good God and a merciful God. We can't thank you enough. Oh, Lord, we just praise you. Praise you all the way, dear Lord, for your love for us. In your Son, named Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Tracina Tolliver.
Hey, good evening. I will read from Luke, 2nd chapter, verse 8 through 14, from the New King James Version. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards all men." Shalom.
We will now have a prayer by Deaconess Brenda Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist. I'll be praying for our church house and the church that's within us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Father, we remain forever grateful for our families and church families. Father, you have blessed us in so many ways, and we thank you. We praise you in advance for keeping us safe from danger and for sending your angels to watch over us. I come against every plot and every scheme that the enemy sends our way. May you mend every broken heart and touch all who need healing and comfort all who are in, are mourning, Father. Father, I pray for our church. The church has always been important to you. You are our great shepherd. We gather to worship and praise you, and it is pleasing in your sight. I ask you, Father, to grant us serenity in our church. We are all one body made up of many personalities. We come into conflict at times and disagree over little things like styles of worship and how things should be done. But, Lord, none of that really matters. Father, what matters is that we are in one accord, seeking to follow you and to show the world who Christ is and how Christ has impacted our lives. Help our church to be a peaceful place. Help us not to sit back and hope that things will improve. Help us to seek to be part of the solution, Lord, and not the problem. Where there is strife, help us to be peacemakers. Help us, Father, to examine ourselves and correct what is not pleasing to you. Help us to see one another as you see us and to value each other's opinions and ways. I thank you, Father, for our church, our pastor, our leaders, and the whole congregation. Lord, please continue to guide us and help us during our ways. These things I humbly ask in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon William Andrews.
Good evening, my First Baptist Church family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. Most holy and all-powerful God, we gather before you just now to thank you for another opportunity to come together in your name. We thank you, O God, for this avenue you have provided for us to join in with one another. And we thank you for the people who make this all possible, week after week and month after month, not considering it robbery in the giving of their time and service, that we might be able to pray for those who stand in the need of prayer. And Father, that list is growing with each and every passing day, as the viruses that are affecting this land are on the uptick, and the natural disasters are occurring more frequently, and the crime rate is surging day by day. So, God, we pray for all those people affected by the aforementioned concerns and issues, and we ask that you would heal our land and all that troubles us as a people. For we know that nothing is impossible for you, because you've done it before, and you can do it again. And we submit right now that we as a people are guilty of not doing all we can do to promote the change that will bring about your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray that you would strengthen us, O God, that we might be the instruments to bring about such a change. But you see, there are sick and shut-in members who need to be called and checked on, bereaved families who need emotional support. There are poor and needy people in our society who need a helping hand. And there are people who've lost everything due to a natural disaster that are crying out for help. And the mentally ill and the economically starved members of our society are just seeking to be fed. And the racial discord in this country is in need of a makeover. So we ask, O Father, that you help us to be the instruments of change, to turn from our ways of indifference into ways that bring about change, that our land might be healed and our people restored. We love you, Lord, because you haven't given up on us as you continue to give us chance after chance to get it together and get it right. Now, Father, as the holidays approach, we thank you for your son, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate in the coming days. For he was the example and the model of how we should live, caring for the sick, consoling for the bereaved, even to the point of raising the dead, caring for the poor and the needy and the lost, promoting love and compassion for all races, Jews and Gentiles alike. So we ask that your Holy Spirit would instill in us those qualities and traits that the world might be a better place. We ask now, O God, for the forgiveness of our sins, for we recognize that we are imperfect beings, and we pray that you give us the will to forgive those who have sinned against us. Oh, Father, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor and his family, this church and all its members, as we thank you for how you've continued to bless us even when we were undeserving. For it's in the blessed name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Brother Trayvon T. Tolliver, who is a member of the Youth Sunday School and the Outreach Ministries.
We're going to keep it moving. The song says, "Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King Jesus, the light of the world." Come on, you can sing this with us. Hark, the herald say. Just alive. And we'll walk in it. Beautiful light. Come with us. Jesus alive. Come on, the second verse. Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace. Of righteousness. Jesus the everybody. We live walking.
To thank everyone who prayed for me during my difficult situation, and I have recovered very well. Today, I come to you to share a poem titled We Are Christmas. And it states, in a stable in Bethlehem, a baby was born, born of a virgin, God's only son. Angel Gabriel told them to have joy, have no fear. This baby, our Savior, he would dry every tear. Mary magnified the Lord in heart, soul, and she cried. For this baby she would bear holds all power and all might. Born for all people to be free and redeemed, and he lives with us today, although we don't always see. We are Christmas, we are his hands, to care for one another in these war-torn lands. We are Christmas, the love that we share will carry one another till we understand. We are Christmas. So this Christmas, please remember what the true meaning is. Remember Gabriel and Mary and the Savior who lives. Remember who we are, Christ among us, and we live for his cause to fulfill his purpose daily as we bring joy to all. We are comfort for the hurting, mending each broken heart. We are family to the lonesome and unite those far apart. We're his hands who touch the sick and they're instantly made whole. We are the water for the thirsty and bring peace to every soul. We are Christmas. We are God's hands. Every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, and every second, we are God's hands. Because he lives in you, he lives in me. We are Christmas. Thank you.
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Brother Tolliver's message this evening. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank God for you. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Trayvon. Awesome.
Awesome.
God be the glory. Don't hit back, God. Continue to use him mightily for your glory, God. Thank you, Lord God, for him. Praise the Lord.
Stay strong, my brother. Peace and blessings to you.
Yes,
and your family.
Lord, the power of his might. Yes, Lord.
Be an instrument of
praise
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that preacher. Preacher.
Stay strong, my brother.
Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Angels all around you, blood of Jesus all on you. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
We are here for you, my brother.
Always, always.
God, we love you, too.
Has, we love you, yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Love you.
And please know we're proud of you.
The Holy Spirit.
The whole church.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Surely we thank God for another blessed experience that is ours to come together and to exalt the name of a mighty God. We certainly thank God for all the participants on the program this evening. And we certainly thank God for Brother Trayvon Tolliver. The Lord has blessed him, and we are just so proud of his growth and commitment in the name of the Lord. God is so good, and he is a living example of the goodness and the blessings that God gives to those who love and trust him. We certainly thank God for all of those persons who make this program, this service, this prayer experience possible, and we do understand that there are some challenges that happen with this technology, and we are grateful to each one of you who come to this experience each week and are faithful and praying for the well-being of the church and the well-being of our nation and well-being of our community, and we praise God for each one of you. We're going to encourage you to continue to celebrate during this season and know the reason for the season and embrace it with all that you know and can do. On December the 24th at 10:30 p.m., we are having our annual Christmas Eve services. It will be done remotely. And we ask that you will support our music ministry that produces this wonderful experience that will be yours to enjoy. You will be missing a treat. Make a special effort to make sure that you find the right platform, the right link that you might be able to get on the program, onto the service, and see it and witness it in the comforts of your home at 10:30 p.m. on Friday evening. Enjoy your Christmas day and be very safe. The last Wednesday in the year, December the 29th, there will be a special prayer experience, and we encourage you to come and be a part of that time on next Wednesday the 29th at the 7 p.m. And we certainly know that you will be blessed at that time. And then, of course, we invite you to be here on Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning, which is December the 26th, for our regular morning service, and as we continue to celebrate this holy season in our worship service, the Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young, the third, will be the preacher, and we encourage you to tune in and be a part of this experience. Know that the Watch Night service will be held also this year at it will on December the 31st at 11:45. We ask that you would come and be on time, that we might be able to share in that experience together. It will be on this same platform that we have now, that we are on tonight. Please just call in and share in the services that we will have on that evening. Let us be together even though we're at home on our knees at midnight to ring in the new year with the joy and the blessings of the Lord. Now we want to encourage you to certainly be patient, be careful, and know that the COVID virus is not over. We have not fully opened up our church for unrestricted worship services. We do want all of our members to know that the trustees have arranged for the cleaning of the church for several months. Our Committee for Reopening Protocol is developing the strategy for returning to the in-person worship experience. As the committee's work, let us continue to be patient and exercise safe, healthy practices. Let us be patient. This virus is not over. It is still dangerous. And we encourage you just to be patient. Don't run out there yet. We have a number of persons who are experiencing the challenges of this virus. And we trust that you will not overdo it. I know things have let up a little bit, and we are feeling real good about what we can do. But please, my brothers and sisters, be careful and safe. Don't think this thing is over. We need to keep ourselves safe, and above all else, get your vaccine. Get your 1, 2, and the 3, the 3rd, if you need to. That is the safest way for us to get through this challenge that is ours. God bless you. God keep you. And then I want you to just get ready for our fasting and prayer experience that will take place will begin on January the 3rd. Let us get ready for it, and let us prepare in it. There will be a special prayer experience each morning at 7 a.m., from 7 a.m. to 7:15. We encourage you to join the entire church for those 13 days of the fasting period, that we might be able to draw ourselves close to God as we begin the new year. God is good, and we ask that you would pray for our sick and our shut-in persons and those persons who are suffering from bereavement. Please keep Sister Diane Bonds and her entire family in prayer. Her brother, Earl M. Farmer, transition and the arrangements are pending at this time. Pray for Sister Gina Brooks and her entire family, and her sister, Ms. Kim L. Banks, transition, and that service has took place on December 21st, and we trust that you will continue to pray for all of them. We're going to now ask that the lines be open for 20 seconds, and that you will call out the names of persons that you want to have prayer for, or situations that you want special prayer for. Lines open for 20 seconds.
Before the lines are unmuted, Reverend Tucker, I want to remind everyone to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted.
Naomi Perkins.
The younger family.
The younger family.
Liana McQueen, Lena McQueen, Leia Black.
For the Kendrick family.
Miller family. Miller family.
God, our Father, we come now asking your special blessings upon this company, those who are gathered here. We know, God, that Satan is mad. He's upset. He's disturbed. And he's trying to destroy our capacity to reach you in peace. But we know, oh God, that he is not victorious, that he is indeed alive. And God, we know that you are able to break through whatever barriers that may be in our midst. And so we ask, oh God, right now, that you would hear the cries, the hearts, the minds, the spirits of your people, as they are calling upon your holy and divine name, as they come before you, needing you and desiring to get real close to you and sense your power and your grace in their lives. We ask, O God, that thou wouldest hear their cries as they have cried out to you, the names of the families and individuals and persons, O God, who stand in special need. We ask, O God, that you would deliver them, that you would keep them in perfect peace, if it be your holy and divine will. We come now, God, asking you to abide with us and fortify us and make us strong in your name and in your word. And then, God, we thank you for the joy and the hope of this season. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us, how you brought us through seen and unseen danger, how you kept us in the midst of sickness and peril and even death. You have brought us thus far. And so, God, we say thank you. We say thanks, O God, because you have calmed our weary hearts and our weary minds. We ask, O God, that you would continue to sustain us. Help us in this pandemic, O God. We are frustrated. We are tired. We are weary, O God, and we need your closeness. We are not asking, O God, that you would do anything that you desire not to do. But, O God, we just ask for your strength and your comfort and your assurance that all is near. Comfort our hearts and give us, O God, the courage and the faith and the hope that we might endure the struggles of this time. We pray, O God, special blessing for the children of the world. We pray, O God, special blessings for the lost, and may they come to know the Christ of the season. May they come and be blessed, O God, and enjoy the hope and the peace that abides at this time. Keep us in your care and in your love, for it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, who paid the ultimate price for our eternal life. In his name, O God, we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto each of you his holy and blessed peace. Amen. Thank you.
was in Bethlehem a baby was born, born of a virgin, God's only son. Angel Gabriel told them to have joy, have no fear, for this baby, our Savior, he could dry every tear. Mary magnified the Lord in her soul, and she cried for this baby. She was there, held all power and all might, born for all people to be free and redeemed. And she lives today within us, though we don't always see. We are Christmas. We are God's hand to care for one another in these war-torn lands. We are Christmas. The love that we share will carry one another till we understand. We are Christmas.